Welcome back to Infinite Love. Today's message, let your voice be heard. Even in the silence, let it be heard. Because what you have to say, how you feel, truly matters. And although you may feel like it doesn't matter to many, it does. But most importantly, it matters to you. So let yourself be heard. The same way as never dim your light, never silence your voice. Communicate your needs, your desires, even if that means writing them down to your own self. Just by placing them on a piece of paper, they matter. Your voice matters. And I know at times in life, our voice gets silenced through the mists of chaos, of our everyday lives, of go, 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 schedule upon schedule. Your voice still matters. How you feel, what you think is important to you. So never forget that. This past weekend, I had the honor of guest speaking at a retreat for teenagers. And I wasn't really sure what to say, as I only had 10 minutes to speak. And after doing this podcast for so long, there were so many topics that came to mind, but I wasn't worried or stressed. In fact, I got to the retreat almost 45 minutes too early. But the beauty about that is I sat in the car in deep reflection in the morning glory of sun rising, the fog surrounding me, beautiful trees everywhere, cabins lead us through. And I just sat there, reflecting on my entire life, proud of where I've been and what I've become to this very moment. And I kept talking inside my head, talking about everything. And then it was time to get up on that stage, microphone in hand, and it came to me. My voice matters. Our voices matter. And so I reflected with the students about how at one point in my life, I had lost my voice, like I had lost my way. I had remembered that I was told, my story matters, but remember, someone out there has it far much worse than you. And that's a great lesson to live by. Don't get me wrong, but every time I heard that lesson, I silenced my voice, that tiny little fragile voice. I didn't want anyone to worry about my story, as you see, someone had it far worse than me. And eventually, my voice grew so silent, unheard, and I kept it there, just like I kept myself in that tiny little box. But you see, my voice did matter then. Even though I was young, it mattered. My feelings, my emotions, they mattered. And as much as I struggled to share them, I learned to stay quiet. And then, when it was finally time to express them, I didn't know how. Because my voice didn't feel strong enough. I wasn't strong enough to express how I felt. Because you see, all those emotions were jumbled together. All those feelings, those thoughts, they were all intertwined. And I didn't know how to straighten them all out. I couldn't. There was just too much piled upon each one. And so there I went, continuing on my journey, keeping quiet, unaware of how to express myself appropriately. How can I express something that I have no idea what it is exactly I'm feeling or thinking? Or are my thoughts okay? Is this okay to share? And as time went on, the more I endured, the quieter I got. I may have seemed like I was loud and boisterous to my friends, to my family, to strangers, but I was simply quiet inside, yearning and screaming. Let me out. Let my voice be heard. So I stood up there on that stage, And I spoke about self-love, self-awareness, but most importantly, speaking up for yourself, whether you're writing it down on paper or you're sharing it out loud. Your voice matters. Who you are matters. We're all worthy. Our stories are all different, yet beautiful. So share them. Tell your story. Speak your truth. It's amazing, you know, something as simple as sitting here in front of a microphone, sharing my story, something I never thought I could do or dream of doing, wasn't even on my dream list, my bucket list. Didn't know I had this gift within me. But the more I healed, the more I let go, the more opportunities came to me, the more these passions surfaced within me, the more I believed in myself, the more I knew my worth. I knew my story mattered, and not just to me, but to many. So why not take this journey of mine, all the darkness, all the pain, all the grief, and turn it into something positive, and share it with the world? We all learn something new from each other. So why not take those moments for ourselves to grow, to heal, to find glory and strength in, utilizing these moments right here, right now, as gifts? I had someone say to me the other day, they messaged me and said, "I'm so grateful I found you on my FYP. And I smiled and said, "I'm grateful our paths crossed, even if it's for a short moment in time, they were meant to. I was meant to share this story. I was meant to endure all of my darkness, all of my light. I was meant for this journey, my soul's purpose." You can make the changes within you, no matter how young or how old you are. If you truly want to find your worth, want happiness within yourself, and surround yourself with positivity, you can do it. Even if it's not learning from me, but learning from the world. Every moment brings an opportunity for you, a gift. Don't waste it. When that light within you goes off, that intuition telling you, "There's something here. Why am I so fixated on this one word? Or why does this song do this to my soul?" Use it. It's telling you something. It's directing and leading you to go somewhere within. Don't fight it. Change is always occurring around us. It's when we fear change, we can either run from it and continue on our path as we always do, or we can allow the change to come within and accept the new. The new beginning, the new adventure, the new passion, the new healing. Isn't that what we all deserve in life? I know I do. So great things came about this weekend. I shared my story, and I was so grateful for the presence in that room. Those kids didn't know me. They may have seen me in the halls at one point or another, but hopefully they got something from it. Maybe it was just one word. Or maybe it's just that feeling that resonated within them. No matter what, I'm sure that retreat did something powerful for them. And I was grateful for the space they held for me in that moment. I was grateful for the adults and their love and messages afterwards. I was grateful for the hugs. I was grateful for the opportunity to walk the campground afterwards. I found a little bench by a pond and I sat there amongst the trees and the water with the warmth of the sun surrounding me, giving me that big old hug. And I just smiled with gratitude for the opportunity, for the blessing. This whole weekend, our weather was amazing, beyond amazing, especially for the Midwest winter that's still taking place, or at least supposed to be. And I knew with this nice, warm, sudden weather would come sinus headaches, stuffy nose. I didn't care. I was okay with it. It wasn't going to stop me. I got to take a drive, windows down, music playing, laughing and smiling and singing along. I'm sure other cars probably didn't want to hear me sing, but I didn't care. I got to my favorite woods, which I haven't been to in so long. I walked through the tunnel to the hidden path, and I sat and leaned up against this tree, barefoot in the grass, closed my eyes, and just listened. Listened to the birds, listened to my feelings, felt the wind blowing all around me. It was so peaceful and tranquil. I loved every part of it. I loved the fact that I didn't let not feeling well stop me. In fact, I felt even greater when it was time to go home. I'm grateful that I listened to myself because at one point I was ready to go, but wasn't feeling 100%. So I asked myself, what do I need right here in this moment? And all I felt was a nap. And I struggle with naps because it kind of, you know, gets in the way of your day, your routine. But I didn't care. I listened. I laid down, fell asleep for an hour, got up, and I felt so rejuvenated, like a kid again, ready, put on my baseball cap, and out the door I went. And that right there is what I'm talking about. Going within, listening to your intuition, really connected to yourself, not fighting things, not being discouraged, not shaming or guilting yourself, just simply listening, knowing and trusting within yourself, knowing when to say no, knowing when to say yes, knowing when to pause on life. Every little detail matters, and it's there for you. If you listen, if you go within and listen to what it is you desire in that moment, and that goes along with life, with your current job, your current friends, your current relationship. Are you happy? Are you fulfilled? Do you feel balance? Can you validate yourself? Do you see your worth, or do you need others to validate you? Is your voice heard? Are you using your voice? You see, life is always going to take place. Everything is always changing all around you. So do you embrace the changes, or do you run from them? Do you accept what is? Do you appreciate what is? Are you present in the moment, or are you on your phone, or thinking about the next 10 things that lie ahead of you? We get lost in this world, feeling like we have to accomplish so much, but we forget to pour back into ourselves. Pour the love into our own cup that fuels us, that keeps us moving forward. I did that for so long. And once I started changing, making those changes and pouring back into me, that guilt I would feel for feeling selfish because I'm not a selfish person simply subsided. I respect boundaries. I respect my boundaries as well as others. Something I wasn't used to before. I didn't even know how to create those because I didn't know how to use my voice. Because I lived in fear. The what ifs. What if I say something wrong and it pushes the other person away? So what? By not saying anything, is that helpful? No. Because I'm choosing to ignore my needs. In that moment that we all decide to pour back into our own selves is the moment we create love, balance, equality, respect. This journey is amazing. And I tell people all the time how grateful I am. And I know I've been on here telling you how grateful I am. I truly am. I truly am. I'm grateful for all of it. And someone asked me, how can you be so grateful for the darkest times? How can you forgive so easily? And I laughed as I just had this conversation with my own mom, as I told her I forgive the doctor. And she still hung on to the anger, wishing he had gotten his license taken away. And I told her, let it all go. What is it serving you? Honestly. When we hang on to those things that we have no control over, they become the control of us. How fair is that? We allowed it, though. So we're not making room for new to come in because we're so controlled by something we cannot control. Wasting energy every single moment we speak of it on the things we cannot control. So let it go. And that is what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for the fact that I can forgive because I allowed room to come through, to come within me, to open my heart to love, to forgiveness. I let it go. And no, it didn't happen overnight. None of this did. And no, it's not as easy as it may seem. And hopefully I don't make it sound easy because it's not. Healing is not easy. It's scary. It's painful. It's emotional. It's a roller coaster ride. But eventually the ride slows down and you begin to notice the beautiful things all around you that are taking place, the transformations. You feel the exhilaration within you as new love and joy and excitement and abundance comes soaring through. And I guess that's what I hold on to. It allows for me to let go of the past. I'm grateful for it. I'm thankful. I'm appreciative for what it taught me. But it's time to say goodbye to it. Not to forget, but just no longer allowing it to control me. I'm in the driver's seat. I'm in control. And the things I have no control over, I let be, as they're there to teach me something valuable about my life, about the world. And that's the beauty of this journey. The learning, the growing, the movement of energy within and without me, all around me. The gratitude, my God, the gratitude. Which then comes the positivity. Because 99% of my day I feel more joy than I do sadness or darkness. And when I do feel darkness or sadness coming through, I allow it. I don't fight it anymore. And yes, at times I don't want to feel it, but I still allow it so I can learn from it, so I can understand where it's coming from and what it is I may be holding on to without knowing that I am holding on to it. And then I let it go. And then the next time it ever comes around and recycles back, I don't feel the pain like I did before. I don't feel the fear and the trembles like I would when I first entered that roller coaster ride. I may feel the flutters, but my strength, my wisdom, my light within overshadow those things so quickly. I am perfectly imperfect and I accept every single part of me. So I am grateful. I'm grateful for days that are so warm and abruptly show up. Even though I know my body cannot handle it, I'm still grateful. Because even if it means the most I can do that day is sit on my front porch and just enjoy it, it's still an opportunity. And I'm grateful for it. I'm not going to bask on the fact that a sudden change in temperature will hinder my health. Rather, I'm going to embrace the gift of a couple days of warm weather that came piercing through. I'm going to embrace the peaceful night of sleep I'm going to get with the windows open and the breeze coming through and the sounds of the birds in the morning when I wake up. This whole weekend, we had an extra day off this weekend that I was grateful for. And I'm one of those people though, all my alarms were off. And of course, I still woke up early to the sunrise, but I was grateful. I was grateful that I was wide awake to see the sunrise. Just sitting on my couch, staring out the window, letting that sun shine straight through upon my face as I closed my eyes and felt the warmth and the love of universe upon me. I don't need much in life. I'm grateful for every opportunity I receive. I'm grateful for every day I get to wake up and start a new beginning. I'm grateful for every lesson that approaches me within my days. I'm grateful for beautiful messages coming through. I'm grateful for opportunities such as this. Because you see, my voice matters. And out there in the world, it matters to someone else too. And I'm grateful I have the opportunity to provide such a gift, to share such a blessing I'm grateful that I know my soul's purpose. I'm just grateful that my voice matters, and I finally awoken to that. I'm grateful that my inner child is still within me. I'm grateful for forgiveness, especially to myself. That was the hardest lesson I had to endure, was how do I forgive myself? It's not so much about forgiving others. That comes later with the healing. It wasn't something I was focused on, but the main focus was how do I forgive myself? And as I learned, and as I used my voice, and as I wrote down my feelings, my apologies, in a letter to myself, to God, I simply asked for forgiveness to my inner child for letting her go for so long. And then I said my gratitude for finding our way back to each other, for finding my voice. There's so much beauty in this world that we forget to see if we just unveil these illusions we've created and see simply within our soul, in our heart, in our mind, that beauty is all around us. Even when the world feels like it's chaotic, stop looking at the chaos and start appreciating the beauty and find your way back to you because you're worthy. You are worthy. And yes, your voice matters. Thank you for joining me on Infinite Love.